Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. Football season is in full gear, and there's no better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid fast. Jump into the action at any time during the game with live betting. Combine multiple bets from the same game in a same game parlay. And try out Same Game Parlay Plus. So use promo code RS and download the FanDuel app today to make every moment more this football season.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with me.
Man, anytime, son. Come on, man. You know, anytime for you, brother.
I appreciate it.
I see you do on Thursday night, too.
I try.
Yeah. Yeah, but you be you. As long as you're doing you, can't nobody, it's like Bishop tells me, he said, man, listen, can't nobody say you did anything wrong as long as you doing you. Because that's all you know.
Right.
And they don't know. And right. They don't know you like you. You know what I mean? So just do you, man. And that it has to work.
It got to work. Hey, that's all I know.
Because that's all it is. I tell people that, like, I said, dude, listen, man, don't try to change me. Because, see, you can leave me, Joker. I can't leave me. I got to learn to live with me. You can get tired of Michael and say, I'm out of here. Michael can leave Michael. So why am I trying to please you? I got to take care of me. You see what I'm saying? That's real talk now.
It is. It is.
That's real talk. That's
you go crazy talk. Trying to be somebody else.
And they'll go crazy trying to make you somebody else. When the tide's going to change. So, man, and it's so funny. It's always people that may can't do this. And they're always the people that get opportunities. You know, you get opportunities. Well, you know, and when you're playing, oh, he talked too much, he this, he that. Hey, you want a job? You know, you want a job. You know, you'll be perfect for this job. So, it all works.
Well, your Cowboys, look at them now.
Duh.
They didn't feel, look, I ain't going to lie. After they lost to Green Bay in the 3-7 Green Bay Packers, I had a lot of concerns. Yeah. And then they come out there and beat Kirk Cousins and the boys this way past Thursday. I said, okay.
Now, listen, as I said today on First Take and all of it, man, and I started on my podcast. I said, get this right now. Right now, that game they played the other day was as close to what I would call a perfect play game as you can get. You saw the power of the run game inside the red zone where it's most needed. You saw the explosiveness with people like Tony Pollard. That guy, too. You saw the intelligence of that controlling the line of scrimmage and making plays from that spot. And this was an incredible thing because I was so disappointed, sir, with what I saw last week. And I don't know if people understand the depth of what we saw last week. Last week, I saw a team that was up by 14 up by 14. Now, this is the worst thing you can do, I think, in that football league. You're up by 14, and you let a team catch you in the fourth quarter running the football. No. Running the football. They're supposed to be helping you running the football. This is clock being gone. And you still lose that game. That's the worst. That's one of the worst losses. That's the worst loss. But you bounce back with this game. That's pretty impressive. And also, it's mind-reckoning. Why the hell can you do that? How can you do that?
And then you lose to Green Bay.
Right. How do you lose to Green Bay? They come and put that's the part that blows my mind. And Minnesota stumps Green Bay out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Something about the beginning of the year, and we'll do it again when they meet. So that blows my mind.
I've been telling people this since the season began. I said, Tony Pollard got to replace Zeke as the full-time back. Like, Zeke can come in there and pound and ground, do what Zeke has done. But if you're giving him the ball more times than you're giving Tony Pollard, then you're doing your team a disservice.
Both of them are vital in this sense. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't trade the physicalness of a football team. That year, y'all won the Super Bowl. Y'all won not because of the razzle-dazzle, not because of the explosiveness. You won because you were damn physical. I ain't giving up physical for nobody. It's the most important ingredient in a National Football League. You ought to be physical because you got to pass every grade to win the championship. So even if you are an explosive team, some physical team going to challenge you and say, all right, we can't do all that dazzle and razzle, but we about to bust y'all butts in the mouth. Let me hit you. I'm going to see how you react when I hit your ass right in the mouth. You got to have physical. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I say I don't have an issue with Zeke starting. I want to start the game physical. I want you to know we will tear your ass up and then explode all over you and then end it physical. And I wouldn't want to put Pollard in and break down the structure of the leadership for the Dallas Cowboys. Remember, Dak and Zeke came in together. So right now, they're the structure in the leadership, and everything goes through them in that locker room, pulling power away from Zeke, pull power away from his ability to lead. You don't mess with the structure of leadership. They're still getting the same amount of reps.
I hear you. But if you tell me one is averaging 2.8 a carry and one averaging 6 a carry, I hear everything else. But one of them got to get the ball more. I don't understand how you justify. And I love Zeke to death. Zeke is a good human being, great family, great person. But one of them is more effective right now as a runner and a receiver. So he had a whole different element. That boy had a 60-yard touchdown receiving the ball.
Right. All the things that are pertinent to our eye game, I like to tell people, you know, because we such creatures with all five of our senses always working. We want to touch, you know, want to taste, want to smell, we want to hear. But the most important thing is always our eye gate. And I'm going to tell you, I got 3 eyes in my name, 2 in my head. All 5 of my eyes don't see that it's better for this team to start Pollard over Zeke. All 5 of my eyes don't see that. I want them to be explosive. I want them to be all that you're talking about. But do it under the framework that we're going to be physical. We had a marker. We were explosive as I don't know what last year. But boy, when the San Francisco 49ers tucked their physical asses up in AT&T Stadium, they put a stop to all of that. In this game, the number one ingredient is physical, and I like to start with that each week. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get it to you straight. Tony Pollard got 118 carries this season.
Yeah.
701 yards, 5.9 a carry, 57 long, 6 touchdowns. Zeke has 124 carries, 485, 6 touchdowns, 27 long. That's it.
Let me finish what I'm telling you about the eye gate. How it also gives us such pleasure, but it also shows you some things you don't see. Let me show what I mean now. Now, all the eye gate material, those runs and those numbers, that's all you're talking about with Tony Pollard. But I don't see you talking about Tony Pollard standing up. And I'm not putting Tony Pollard down. I'm just accentuating the greatness of Zeke in these categories. I don't see us talking about Tony Pollard standing up and stepping up right in the midst of a blitz and stopping a man cold in his tracks. You see, since we don't see this, and it's not a touchdown or a yard or a football in the hands, we discount this most important thing. And if I allow too many people to hit the quarterback, I don't care how great Tony Pollard running, we ain't going to do anything. So we got to protect that and all of that. And nobody talks about that. And Tony Pollard's getting better at that. But if you put him back there, the most physical team, they going to blitz him and say, let's see what you can do. They going to stop you from putting them out in those routes. And they're going to blitz everybody and see how he can handle that. And you know this, sir. You pay ball for this joke, you don't. That's what they would do. That's what I would do. That's why Zeke has to be back.
But if I know Zeke is not a threat in the pass game, and right now he is not a threat, he got 37 receiving yards on the season. Pollard had a 68-yard catch last week.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm going to blitz you anyway. Like, I know he ain't going to do it.
That wouldn't be correct. That wouldn't be totally true now. Sometimes you can drop in half twos. And people believe it and bite it as a whole apple. But that's not totally true. So when you say he's not totally effective in the passing game, oh, he's effective in the passing game, but he's just not as explosive as Tony Pollard. But he's effective in the passing game because he can catch the pass. How many passes did they go? 37 out there?
30. No. He got 37 yards on the season.
37 yards. How many passes did he go? Zeke is called the best in the NFL. So he's effective in the passing game. He's not just as explosive in the passing game. We got to make sure that we don't allow certain words to change the whole meaning of things, to change the whole meaning of what we're talking about.
I understand that. I appreciate that. Well, one thing we can agree on is this defense and Dan Quinn and what they got going. Micah Parsons is legitimate and Trey Diggs is legitimate now.
Right, dog. But now listen, let's see here again. What do we come back on? Oh, my God. God, thank you, Father. Thank you for always laying it back on me like that. That's those revelatory gifts he gives me. It cools it out the ether, just things that pop up in the ether. Boom, boom, boom. It's useless, useless, useless. Hey, you throw this out at him. I say, okay, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Here again, that defense, as great as it is, and it is great. It is great. What shut it down the last couple of weeks? Physicalness. They ran right at it. Physicalness. Don't sit here and ask me to give up physicalness when I'm telling you it shuts down everything. Physicalness. That's what beat our defense the last couple weeks. They got hit in the mouth with some physicalness. Gave a back-to-back 200-yard game. Oh, yeah. You think they were worried about a Tony Pollard? They can get to the quarterback before we get the ball to Tony Pollard. But when they got hit in the mouth, thank you, Father, for that. On the other side, it came down the pipe. Physicalness is the number one product in this game. Don't ask me to give it up. It's the number one product in this game.
I mean, you ain't wrong. You're not wrong.
No,
you're
not wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in it. I'm giving you the gospel of it. This is what it is. And we saw it with that defense. Great that defense was something. Boy, the last two teams that were physical with it, put it on. Put it on them. That's the key. I'm telling y'all, we got it. Well, I hope they don't fall for that, yoke-a-doke. I hope they don't fall for it.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I mean, it's tough to stop the ball run in this league. You know what I mean? You either got one or the other. You either got pass rushers or run stoppers. You rarely got both.
Right.
The Philadelphia Eagles, who was undefeated and world beaters, right. you know the Washington Redskins, or Washington Commanders, my apologies. They were
physical with them. And that, you know what? That was so cool because that week showed me everything. I said, okay, even, and now I'll get back this now. Also, the Washington Commanders did to Philadelphia. Now, also, that same week, remember, the Jets did it to the Bills. The Jets said, we're going to be physical. We're going to beat y'all by being physical. And if the Chiefs didn't have God himself playing quarterback, it would have been the Tennessee Titans did it to the Chiefs. All of those things y'all talking about being explosive, they got a taste of physicalness, and they wilted under the heat. And the only team that won was God himself, and that's Patrick Mahomes. And it took all of his miracles and all of his angels to win that game against Tennessee because they came in and they were physical. I'm not giving up that commodity in the National Football League. You would have two rings if they all held on to what I'm telling you right now. You would have had another ring because if they'd have stayed with the physicalness and stopped trying to give it something else, you'd have another ring.
Well, talk about my old team. You just went to Germany and talked to them, but they got it out physical a little bit that game. You know, hey, Tampa Bay Buccaneers were not letting anything run on that field that day.
And they put it in Geno's hands, and it was hard. It was hard for Geno. But I'm going to say, though, man, I'm proud of Geno and the way he's played, man. I'm so proud of Geno. I was around Geno when he first got in, man. And it's hard to do this thing in New York. You know, look at what little young Zach Wilson going through right now. Because everybody's on top of you in New York. I told him, I said, Geno, I said, man, I told them you're playing so great. I said, but look how far you got away from New York. I said, you went as far as you can go. He said, I saw you saying that. I was like, yeah, because that's the truth. You got to wait for people get respect you and people enjoy you. And people, when you're walking around in the streets, people are saying, we appreciate that game. Way to play. In New York, you walk around, you're a bum. You're nothing. You're a bum. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard, man. It's hard, but I'm happy for Geno.
Me too, man. He tried to bring him back, too. You know, came out there slinging dimes in the second half.
Yeah.
Beautiful touchdowns. Back. He didn't throw no interceptions. Like, he's going to get an MVP vote this year. I know he's going to get an MVP vote this year. It's going to be beautiful, man.
And then he's going to get him a nice little deal. And you always like to see it. Did his time. He was patient. And now he comes back up. You can pull for somebody like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to pull for him. So I hope it works out for him.
I do too, man. I'm cheering for him all the way. I hope he get a Pro Bowl. I think he deserves all his flowers this year. But speaking of Zach Wilson, man, I couldn't believe that boy the other day. I could not believe him in that press conference. I said, come on now, kid.
I don't know if somebody, and I don't know if they would, why they would not, but somebody, they got to have somebody there. That's such a tough situation for a 23-year-old kid to handle. And to be expected to handle it in such a way that he sets a tone for all of us to understand he's just 23. I'd like to have said somebody there to talk to him like, listen, they're going to ask you these questions. What do you say? Stick to this script. Just stick to, hey, listen, we all got to play better. That starts with me. I understand that, but we all have to play better. And that starts with me. Don't come off that script. You know, do not come off of it, man. And he came off of it.
Sauce, the rookie, the corner, is sitting there like, hey, That's a bad boy. He said, hey, this is on me. I got to play better. I got to make a play when the play needs to be made.
Right.
This is on me. You are a rookie. This is a rookie corner doing this. Right. So it's
And I put it all in perspective now with killing young Zach Wilson and all of that, and rightfully so for how he handled it, rightfully so he deserves it. I already interjected that he's a young man. And the reality is they're 6-4. Ain't nobody expected it just to be 6-4. But I like seeing what I'm seeing with the Jets, and they're saying 6-4 ain't good enough. We got to beat out with Chuck. Chuck was that dude that I grew up with. You know, 12th, third grade, man, we were selling Now Laters. Me and my boy Bernard, we were selling Now Laters. Kid, boy, we were making a big profit off Now Laters. Back then, you could buy Now Laters. They had like six pieces of Now Laters in a good candy. You go to school, because they were shipping us off. That's when they first started busting the brothers out. You know, I'm 6, I'm born 6'6", we're 72 right now. You know, we just starting to integrate. So me and my enterprising young business brother, man.
Yes, sir. Again, yes, sir.
I'm going to take some Now Laters over here that I can buy over here, because our families ain't watching us like over there where I'm going to school. Like the white kids, can you put out that candy? I get candy. So I had a booming business. I was selling Now Laters. Chuck was the bully. Chuck was the bully. Everybody was scared of Chuck. Chuck would look at us, say, get y'all. Me and Bernard, we cut into our Now Laters business. We put all kind of Now Laters in his ship. Don't beat us up. Chuck bullied us. From I don't know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, all of this here, cutting into my business. I was in about the fourth, fifth grade. I said, Bernard, we got it. Enough's enough. We got to face Chuck. We ain't giving up no more of this business. We got to face Chuck. And we faced Chuck, and I won. It took me 4 to 5 years, but I finally faced Chuck, and I won.
And the playmaker.
And it just have to beat that damn Chuck. See, the Patriots have been their Chuck. And when you lose the Chuck like that, everybody's all upset. I thought we were ready to face Chuck. And Chuck beat us both times this year. So it takes down everything you've accomplished this year. So I understand the temperature was rising. I wanted young Zach Wilson to know that, yeah, I'm in this with my boys, man. We had an opportunity to beat that team. They did not score a touchdown. I got to play better. It starts with me.
But it starts to tear at the fabric of that locker room. When he not only not take responsibility, like if he balled out and threw for 400 playmaker and they lost and he said, hey, do I feel like I let him down? No, I didn't let him down. I threw for 400 and 4 touchdowns. Right. Like we all got to play better, but this ain't on me. Then you know, everybody be sitting there like, well, I mean, what are we talking about?
This is the truth.
But when the opposite is true and you're walking around there like you threw for 400 and you threw for 77, that's the worst thing you could do.
That's the worst thing you could do.
And them boys are sitting there looking at you like, hey, bro, like, come on now.
Right. You know what I like in that, too, though? And I just try to tell young receivers, like, they ask me, Michael, man, you going up and down the sideline, man, what determines that? I said, listen, dude, the first thing, the number one thing, before you run over there and say anything, you got to make sure you're doing something. Now, if I'm balling, let's go. What's going on? Let's go. Good. Now I'm asking everybody, come on, man. Play with me. Let's go play with me. Let's go. Let's go get this. We can do this. But if I ain't balling, ain't doing that, and I come over here, now I'm saying, dude, y'all go play and study me because I ain't doing that. And ain't nobody going to listen to that. It was a dude, what the hell are you doing? Come on, man. Get out and sit down with all that noise. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different way, man, that you got to handle. But we lament, we ordain, we give that leadership to every quarterback when everybody's not built to lead like that. That's the whole issue that we have in the National Football League. Every quarterback ain't built to lead like that.
No, he every quarterback ain't. And you give him the C, you give him all this, the responsibility, you give him all this power.
Yeah.
And it's like, everybody's like, oh, they voted for him. I'm like, you know, you kind of got to get a quarterback to see, or your questions are coming up.
Are you saying we ain't got no chance? We don't even believe in our own quarterback. How we expect y'all to ever think anything of him? That's what it says, sir. And I'm glad you brought that up, because nobody ever say that. Well, he was voted. Yes, we got you. You got to put it down. Let's stop playing. We try.
we try to make it do what it's supposed to do.
Right. And we know it's got to be. Yeah, that's funny, buddy. Nobody tells that truth.
Nobody says the truth.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Start the NFL week off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay every Thursday from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Every Thursday night, you'll get free bets back if your NFL same-game parlay doesn't hit. Same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at bigger payday. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. This Thanksgiving, we're rolling with the Detroit Lions in the points, +9.5 at Detroit. We're taking the Cowboys' money line against the Giants, and we're taking the Minnesota Vikings in a bounce-back game, -2.5 against the New England Patriots. Just sign up with promo code RS if you don't already have an account. That's promo code RS to get free bets back if your same game parlay doesn't hit. FanDuel is also now live in Maryland. Get in on the action now with great offers, boosts, and more. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. It expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But in this situation, do you sit the kid? Because I'm sitting there like, hey, you might play Flacco, you might play White, because they're going to give you 300. They're going to spread the ball out to all these playmaking receivers. And y'all going to play good defense. Y'all going to have a chance. But this kid right here throwing 77 yards, saying it ain't on me, it's on them.
Yeah. That's a hard decision, because though what is today may not, is definitely not going to be a possibility of being your tomorrow. So I always say, okay, do you put in like a flag coat? And you win a few games right now, but are you delaying the inevitable? Soon it's going to fall. Or do you deal with the pain on the front end and try to get a young guy with all of this young, great talent you have? Look at what Indy did. Don't fall into this thing Indy did. Kept trying to recycle old guys, and they're letting a nice nucleus they had get away. But by this time, they could have grown them a young quarterback or put somebody with that young group and had an opportunity to do something. Now Frank Wright's gone. Jeff Saturday got the job. He, you know, I was talking about, man, you know, and we were talking about number one team on TV today. If somebody, the Eagles over the Cowboys, I said, how? The Eagles, I know Dallas lost to Green Bay. That is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game over there playing quarterback. But the Eagles, after losing to the Commanders, they almost lost to Indy. Barely won that game by 1 point. Jeff Saturday a baby at coaching, if you talk to him and get too close, you can smell his breath, still smells like Similac. Baby milk, because he's a baby head coach. And he almost beat you with a baby head coach with a breath smell like Similac. So get out of here talking about data top 10. I don't want to hear that no more.
And then go back to your first point, playmaker, because they got that Jonathan Taylor boy and they ran the ball down. They were physical.
Dog, let's get physical. That's the whole key to football, man. They were physical.
I just don't know because with this Jets situation, I feel like because if you get in this situation, you're growing pains with this kid. You had a chance to make the playoffs. He going to throw you out of the playoffs. You're going to die on this sword. So you went from a really talented, good story to like, really? You stuck with this kid even though you saw it?
No. What you do, you stick with him and give him the lessons he needs now. Next year, when you get Breece Hall back, ain't nobody talking about the Breece Hall. Breece Hall is the key component of that Jet team. Now, Breece Hall makes Zach Wilson look like, oh, we can do something with this man. So Breece Hall, that juggle was bad. And when they lost Breece, that hurt him, even though they still found a good run game. But I can't wait to get him back. But you still got to find out what's the ceiling. This kid is young. He's talented. If you can get him anywhere up in the stratosphere where he's not so close to the floor, but floating in midway or floating somewhere towards the ceiling, then you got to win.
I feel you. I'm looking at the tape. It's receivers open. He's hitting his back foot, and he's not letting it go. So it's not even something where you're sitting there like it's pressure in his face. The whole line ain't blocking. Or receiver's not open. Are they dropping the ball? I want to come up with something for him. But these receivers looking at him,
That ball got thrown behind. Yesterday, he looked at it like, what was that? Like, dude. And you could tell when it was like, dude. What was that, man? I ain't trying for that. Did you get that sizzling? Hey, man, I ain't trying for this crazy stuff, man. Come on, man. What we doing out here?
Hey, as a receiver, you know.
I felt that too, man. It's hard. It's hard to get that back, especially on that slant route. Dude, if I can't trust you on the slant, dude. This thing got to be over. It's over. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't say cut out on him yet. I'm going to still ride this wave.
Okay. Well, new.
But I want to teach him some leadership skills. I want to teach him how to talk at every time. Because, see, I love the fight in him. I love to see people with fight. I just sometimes don't. And I had to learn this about myself because, I'm a fighter. But I had to learn to know it's great to fight and be a fighter, but know when and who to fight is even better. Wait a minute, so he was stepping up. He was fighting the media and trying to, because the media getting on him now. And all this is time for him to go. So he's trying to stand up and be bravado instead of fighting for his players. He's fighting the media instead of fighting for his players. And I love the fight. I just want him to direct it in the better place.
Yeah, you got to find that better. But Christmas Eve, playmaker. Yeah. Philadelphia Eagles. Playing Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, they're going to see.
What we predicting in that now?
Oh, I already know. I already know what it is. I really was hoping that the Eagles could have enough to come back and win that game Christmas Eve, and then we see them in the playoff. It's hard to beat a team three times. I was looking at all that. But now, I ain't worried about it. The Cowboys would beat them Christmas Eve and then come back and get them in the playoff. That Cowboys could give it. With what I saw yesterday, that game plan, if you can execute that game plan, and this one, we're not even talking about a contest yet. If they can execute that game plan, because Cowboys took a step. Michael Gallup yesterday, he called two slant routes, two quick slants, Called him in his hands, right in the face of that pressure, what I call of that quick slant pressure. Because, dude, I try to tell people, man, listen, run the slant route, there's pressure, even if the dude ain't right up on you. You know he's some damn where. He's somewhere. And he's about to hit you soon. This is a quick bang, bang play. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? So in order to catch balls like that in your hand, that says something to me as a receiver. That says something. He's coming off injury. That says he dropped this shield now. I'm ready. I'm all the way back. Because he won't be able to focus on catching that in his hand worried about somebody down by his knee or the pressure of somebody being in front of him. Sir, you know this. You a corner. You know this. That it takes, your body has natural defense mechanism. If I put my hand towards your face, your eyes won't blink, even if you tell them not to blink. So when you run that slant, your body, you put your hands up, your body's going to tighten up. Even if you say, I'm brave, your body naturally has a defense mechanism. And that's why they drop balls, go through the hand, because they don't have time to close it on the ball, or the ball hits the hand and fall right out because there's no give because of the tension. That's why I ultimately moved to catching that ball in my body on slant route, because I knew if it hit me in my boot, I said, I'm going to run a first down slant to take it to the house, second down, or a third down, so I'm just catching on my body. You know, I had to think through all of these things to take out my natural body defense. That's what I had to do. He caught that ball in his hand, dude. I was like, that says something to me.
It sounds like they're ready. Now, Philly got some quarters now.
Yeah, Philly got some. I would like to line up with your boy out there. I told just too, like, man, why didn't you, when he was sitting on you so much, dude, run through his butt a couple of times. I'm going to run through him, dog. You ain't finna just sit in a rocking chair on me. If my route is 15, I'm here, and you're in a rocking chair on 16, I'm going to 17. I'm coming through you before I cut out. You see what I'm saying? And he never did that. Justin never did that. I wanted him to try. Just go through it. Go through him. He has to recalibrate, and he has to recalibrate his own body position to shift to the other position. So if he's just sitting there, and he's just in a rocking chair, you giving him all the advantage. I was going to go through him. That's just me.
Yeah, that's just you. Hey, playmaker, you might have some coaching in your future. Just, you know what I mean? You might have to go in there as a consultant.
Right. You go through that joker, man. He'll back up one time. Just go full speed, right on the outside shoulder. I don't want you to hit him right in the middle, because we're going to apply the laws of inertia, which says a moving object hitting a steel object, give it about the same weight and size, will move the steel object every time. You 200, he 200. You're not going to hit a middle man on 200, even though the laws of inertia say you'll win. We still going to hit him half man 200 on your 100. You're going to either spin, back up, but you're going to have to recalibrate. It's too late. I done caught this football.
All right. And now I'm caught in the move.
And I'm moving. It's too late. Whatever you're doing back there, it's too late.
I ain't mad at that. I'm excited for this season. It's been a crazy season already.
It's been a crazy season. Doc, we had a question I want to ask you this, Sherm.
Yes, sir.
We had a question there on the show that I thought was a hell of a question, and said something. It said, who are you more impressive with? What, this young man that's been balling out forever over there in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes has done? Or what, this young man that has taken all of his talents to South Beach and created in the Miami Dolphins, Tyreek Hill, has done? Which is more impressive?
You got to be in Miami, you know, because I don't know. I don't know if it's because I'm biased a little bit, but we didn't see Patrick Mahomes do this. Cool.
Right.
Been doing.
And everybody keeps talking about he loses number one receiver. No, Travis Kelce has always been his number one.
Right.
Tyreek Hill has been his number two. It's the most explosive number two in the history of the game. But he was the number two.
Right. He still got his security blanket. He's right there in 87.
Dog. But what Tyreek Hill has done to go to a new city is, dude, every team is looking for that free agent that can do that to his team, to their team. It's insane.
He out there playing like Randy Moss, except he 5'10". Like, they throw it as far and as high as they can.
Right.
And he just like, all right, over two people, over one person. I'll take it, whatever.
Right. And then that's what I said. And now got them believing. See, that's the thing. See, Patrick Mahomes didn't have to convince all those guys. Every new guy that came on, boy, all we got to do our part. We know this system works. They do. Boy, they've been successful around here for a long time. Tyreek Hill took a new head coach, a quarterback that nobody believed can really do it, and got them believing. And all of us believe, boy, we want the best team in the NFL. And that's from the wide receiver position, a guy that's supposed to touch the ball 8 to 10 times. It's just, it's a phenomenal.
He spoke it into existence this offseason. Like, he was sitting there saying, Tua's the most accurate. He threw the best deep ball. Like, and people were calling him crazy. I was calling him crazy. Like,
crazy.
You believe in Patrick Mahomes saying this?
Right, rightfully so.
And then you get in the season and you showing you believe in him. Right. He's showing it. Oh my God, it's cool.
Exactly. It's crazy to watch, though. It is crazy to watch. That's what you say. So many crazy things that happened this season. Those kind of things I think about. That's insane. And insane on the other side to see what Green Bay is. Why would you let Devontae Adams? Y'all, I got on people about this too, because they all talking about, you know, now Green Bay always come out talking about, well, we offered more money. I said, stop it. Stop it. Because I tell these dudes, always coming out after the fact, right? And they get everybody in TV to say that. The reality is, after you bruise my ego, and you know wide receivers, how emotional we all are, the cornerbacks sometimes, almost, so y'all gonna be talking to me any kind of damn way when I've been in here for the last 2 years trying to get my money. And now that y'all see somebody else willing to give it to me, y'all gonna step up and give it to me. And I like, well, we willing to give you the money. No, Joker, you didn't believe in me. So I can't take your money. Because now it makes me feel myself short. Why would I stay with somebody that didn't believe in me for a dollar? I ain't on the corner. You got to get on the corner and do that. I do mine for real. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what I'm telling. So they want to discount that dude. I said, dude, you blew it. You should have cultivated that relationship the right way. Don't come back after putting this man on franchise tag 1 year, 2 years, whatever, and then come back and say, well, we think the world of you. Well, why we didn't come to that conclusion before? It's too late now. That's all I do.
It's too late. And I got a chance to play for my hometown team I grew up watching. Right. I get to go back to the West Coast, to the time zone I want to be in. I'm going to be in Vegas. Like, y'all going to have to...
Right.
Y'all going to have to convince... Y'all going to have to go over and beyond.
Yeah, right. Hey, no. Y'all knew it was damn Green Bay. Y'all know how cold it is. You shouldn't even taking me through that. Like, I'm going to fight to stay in this cold weather. You should have, the first chance you had, you should have locked me up longer the first time. Now I gotta go. Ain't nobody talking about that. But
And now people are like, what's wrong with Green Bay? They lost all pro receivers. They lost the best receiver in the National Football League. Right. And the chemistry that him and A-Rod had is you can't even qualify that.
You can't even qualify, dog.
Them boys be playing a two-man game like they got dang Shaq and Kobe. And beating everybody, going to the NFC Championship almost every other year.
13 wins, 3 years in a row. I said this last year when I watched them, I said, I got to do it. I never did it, but I finally have to do it. I said, man, watching these two, I never thought I was saying to myself that I'm going to put somebody on the sacred ground of Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. I never said another combination up there on Joe Montana and Jerry Rice's level, because we've seen them do such insane things. But that group belonged up there for what they were doing. They belonged up there. And why you tear that apart? I talk all the time. I can't figure that one out.
That's a lose-lose straight. Both sides lost.
Yeah, both sides lost. And I guarantee you, both sides, when they put toothbrush to tooth and in the morning, or they lay down and put head to pillow at night, they said, what the hell did we do? Both of them said, what the hell did we do?
Why did we do that?
I guarantee you.
No question. Playmaker, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. We're going to have to do this again. I'm going to have to jump on your podcast, dude. We're going to have to do this.
Absolutely, sir. I would love to do that, sir. Because I love chatting with you, man. I always found you intelligent. You're smart. You see things. I feel you when I was talking through that natural space, how you you're taking all kinds of information. So, hey, man, as long as you're doing that, always knowing you're looking for information and figuring out things and always willing to try to help somebody, give it to somebody, man, you'll be around a long time. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
I really appreciate that. And anytime you need me for anything, please, you got my number. Don't hesitate.
I will do that, man. You know, I love you, man. Keep doing your work, man. Keep doing it up.
Love you too, brother. Have a great day. Right.
You too, brother. Thanks, man.
The Volume.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.